This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. You know, they're the home of the binary trigger, which, you know, that if it was just that, that would be a great manufacturing engineering feat to have pulled off, especially making it legal. But, you know, then there's Reformation, there's a Providence line. Worth your time to go look at them, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to take you back 31 years. On Sunday, March 13th, 1988, at 10:25 p.m., four Mexican military troops wearing camo and brandishing automatic weapons penetrated a mile and a half into U.S. territory south of San Diego, California. Their entry point was an unfenced stretch of beach that separated Playas de Tijuana, Mexico, from Imperial Beach, California. They were within sight of the first group of American residential condominiums at the edge of Seacoast Drive in Imperial Beach. The Mexicans then came up on a group of a dozen Americans who were picnicking on the beach, and they brought their weapons to bear on them and ordered them to lie flat on the ground. Now, before this could go any further, the group was spooked by a U.S. Border Patrol helicopter that spotted the incursion and landed on the beach. And they headed south, but were arrested and taken into custody before they could reach the border. The American picnickers scattered into the night. Local media got hold of this story the next day, and it became a dramatic lead local story for about 6 hours. San Diego's three network television affiliates began reporting the invasion, as two of them termed it, on their 5 p.m. newscasts on Monday, March the 14th. The story was also reported in print in the San Diego Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, and in several Associated Press accounts. Within 24 hours of the first media accounts appearing on March 14th, 1988, the story disappeared and was never mentioned again. I remember hearing about this, but when, I sort of forgot about it until I told you about here recently when they came across the border in Texas and, detained two of our soldiers there, two of our armed soldiers. That was in April. In that recent case reported by Newsweek on April 19th, tweeted by President Trump on April 24th, five or six Mexican troops armed with assault weapons, assault rifles, select fire switch, real deal guns, crossed the Rio Grande and entered U.S. territory. And there they accosted two U.S. National Guard troops who were assisting the Border Patrol. One of the two was carrying a handgun and was disarmed by the Mexicans. That's a disgrace. They should have been kitted up. After a short time, the American prisoners were released by their captors and went on their way. The incident might never have come to light had Newsweek not gotten a copy of an incident report and published a story online 6 days after the event. Trump singled out the incident to highlight the ongoing crisis on the border. On April 24th, he tweeted, "Mexico soldiers recently pulled guns on our National Guard soldiers, probably as a diversionary tactic for drug smugglers on the border. Better not happen again. We are now sending armed soldiers to the border, which is what we should have been doing the whole time anyway. In response to President Trump's tweet, CBS News, also on April 24th, ran a story with the headline, Trump says U.S. is sending armed soldiers to border, claims, emphasis added. Mexican troops pulled guns on National Guard. CBS appeared to raise some doubt about the accuracy of that particular tweet. They went on to say it was unclear what incident Mr. Trump was referring to when he said Mexican soldiers pulled guns, but Newsweek reported last week, citing a serious incident report, that members of the Mexican military briefly held two U.S. Army soldiers at gunpoint earlier this month, believing the soldiers had crossed into Mexican territory, which is stupidity in and of itself, because they have to cross the Rio Grande River. You know, when I say that, this is not like you're jumping some creek. It's the Rio Grande. In an editorial on April 26th, the Christian Science Monitor took Trump to task for his tweet, saying, it's disappointing that President Trump continues to pelt our southern neighbor with demands and threats. The president on Wednesday issued a series of tweets regarding a recent confrontation between U.S. and Mexican military personnel. The missives apparently are a response to an incident earlier this month, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it talks about all of that. And the minimal coverage of April 13th made no specific mention of any previous ones, including the serious 1988 incursion in San Diego. Here's an eyewitness account, and I'm going to read it verbatim, so it'll be in first person. I was there that night in Imperial Beach 31 years ago when four Mexican troops penetrated the U.S. At the time, I was doing some reporting on issues in the border area. I was therefore familiar with the cat-and-mouse game that went on at all hours of the day and night between the Border Patrol and thousands of illegal aliens every month who made their way north, largely unimpeded, along the beach into the U.S. Most of the illegals managed to avoid detection and arrest and quickly disappeared into the country. In the journal I was keeping at the time, I wrote, a Border Patrol helicopter is circling, spotlighting a group running this way on beach, but their picnickers, four figures, were heading in the opposite direction. Helicopter landed, corralling the four, apparently wearing fatigues. Many border patrol agents arrived. Some took off on the dunes with flashlights. A second helicopter appeared. A flashlit party wound its way with the prisoners. I stepped out to the street and counted 15 cop vehicles. Border patrol, sheriff clogging this end of the street. A cul-de-sac. 10 aliens were captured, four in fatigues. After the excitement, the area returned to calm. In the 1988 incident, the initial reports of what the Mexicans were doing in the U.S. were conflicting. One of the few first print press accounts by the AP Dateline March 14th was headlined, Four Mexicans Arrested After Interrogating Americans North of the Border. On Tuesday, March the 15th, the L.A. Times published an article by reporter H.G. Reza, which turned out to be the last published word on the subject, and by then the story had been watered down and its importance minimized. The thing about this article and the thing about these incursions is that by trying to make them not a big deal, when it finally does kick off, when they finally go into a city and they start doing what they're probably going to do, nobody's going to be ready for that. Nobody's going to be ready for it. It'll be just like Invasion USA with Chuck Norris, which was a schlocky movie, but you know, back during the day, it was high entertainment. And this beach incursion in 1988 sounds just like that movie was written. For all I know, they took it from that incident. I don't remember when it came out, but I was still in Europe, so probably this happened after the movie came out. Maybe they copied Invasion USA. I don't know. Now it's lost in the haze of time. And, we have to be ever vigilant. I constantly say to everybody I know, do not be unprepared for the unexpected. I'm sure picnickers on a beach in 1988 were not expecting that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I was reminded of something when I drove into Indianapolis last week. When I was a boy, a child, you know, back in the 60s, my grandmother cooked in her kitchen on a wood-burning stove. And she did that and had done that for I don't know how many years. And she did that until my aunts and uncles and my father finally moved them into a place to where she didn't have to have a wood-burning stove. Wood stove technology is, now finding a wood stove is very expensive, a authentic one. And it's not as simple as some people think. And the problem is, what was old may have to be new again. We may have to relearn this. What happened when I was in Indianapolis, the sky opened up and just, it was a deluge. It was just all kinds of rain falling. And all of the GPS systems on the car, the Waze app and the onboard GPS, none of that worked. So I'm in a strange city that I haven't ever been in, and I don't know how to get to my hotel. And I know how to read a map, but I didn't have a map. So, why is this a thing? Well, you know, something called 5G is coming along, and you know, my network, I'm with Verizon Wireless. They're the ones developing it, I think. This innovation will potentially enable any large government, our own or our adversaries, to spy and hack and sabotage or otherwise wreak havoc on the entire world infrastructure of communication and security. And this is not hyperbole. It is as real as nuclear bombs, and if not as destructive, it poses almost as deadly a threat. Indeed, the 5G cyber war might well spark a nuclear confrontation. The network on which cell phones operate is being upgraded. This will, as they say, usher in a new age of vast potential. And it can also be weaponized against us, like everything else. An enemy can plunge us back into the dark ages. Now, right now, you're saying, is this for real? Apparently, some very serious authorities are concerned. The biggest internet tech companies are already accruing surveillance powers that rival those of our own government, and in all likelihood, in some cases, exceed them. And worse yet, many of those companies are hostile to our nation, refusing to assist our military while eagerly aiding the foreign dictatorships. It's difficult to state the problem without sounding like Chicken Little, or maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who claims that the world will end in 12 years. It may, but not because of climate change, which we cannot remedy, but because China's dictator for life is methodically developing the technological power to dictate to the world. And if he succeeds, the world may not end, but it may as well. At or near the center of this geopolitical storm is the Chinese company Huawei. The thing to bear in mind is that in China, there are no truly private enterprise companies. There are only government agencies disguised as company. So Huawei marches in lockstep with its dictator and his military, political, and police state apparatus. Nobody in China dares to stray one inch from the party line. To do so is certain death. Huawei manufactures the hardware that enables the 5G network to operate. Intentionally built into that hardware is a Trojan horse. The ability to spy, to monitor, and even to hack. And worse yet, Huawei's hardware can sabotage our systems at a critical moment by turning off our ability to communicate between our agencies, including the military units worldwide. Huawei denies any intention or any ability to do this. Our responsibility, they say, what we promise, is that we don't do anything bad. We don't do bad things. Here, let me say this as clearly as possible. Huawei has not and will never plant backdoors, and we will never allow anyone to do so in our equipment. We take this responsibility very seriously. I'm sure they do. Attempts are being made to lock China out from achieving inroads that can penetrate our internet, but efforts to do so are tepid and uncoordinated. And frighteningly, you know, our government is locking itself out of this effort by turning it over to private enterprise, such as the technology companies, the ones that refuse to unlock terrorist cell phones so that the FBI can prevent mass murder. Yet those, we might as well outsource NORAD. Because the cyber warfare threat is, without much exaggeration, as lethal as incoming nuclear missiles. The European Union, meaning NATO as well, is eagerly buying up Huawei's products. Because it's affordable. Now, the cost will be another matter. Our problem with that is that our military communications intersect with the EU's, meaning that China will have an easy avenue into our signals technology. And we cannot confine our attention to nation states, terrorist groups, criminal cabals, and even individual hackers will have an unknown degree of destructive access to 5G networks. Some alarmists claim that the technology has already gotten away from us. The Internet of Things will be impossible to control, they say. This is not an imaginary science fiction scenario that with the flip of a switch, every automobile in the United States could suddenly and without warning be turned off, all the engines stopped, their radios disabled, all by a malevolent saboteur. And that would only be the beginning of the doomsday fires, though. If that happens, we'll have to go back to cooking on wood stoves. But my grandmother is no longer with us. She passed away. We won't have anybody to show us how to do it. Look at Venezuela. Look at Venezuela. 5G. I wait to see where it goes. I wait to see where this goes. But and in time, we'll see. We will see. But that's for later on down the path, I guess. Sometimes, without any foresight, we doom ourselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General's decision to not attend a House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has a fan in Vice President Mike Pence.
Members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear. It's time for Congress to move beyond the controversies of the last 2 years and focus on the kind of things that will create even more good news in our economy.
On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered remarks at the annual American Foreign Services Association Memorial Plaque Ceremony in Washington, D.C. The Secretary of State has served in the position now for just over a year.
I remember quite well that the ceremony was one of my very first speaking engagements here. It was a sobering reminder for me at the beginning of my tenure of the risks our team takes on behalf of the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger. That's worth the price of admission as it is. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, there was a column that came out recently, and it's on its face, it is ridiculous. A rampage killing inside of a school is horrific. It's horrific for those inside the school. It's horrific for those that have loved ones inside the school. It's horrific for everybody watching it. I've said on more than one occasion, I wish I could be in there and be the person that's defending, because I know it's horrific. But it's hard to imagine this. It's hard to imagine all this fear that you're being surrounded by. It's probably also hard to write about. But apparently some people that write about these things think that these rampage killings only happen in schools. There's a column that advances the arguments for the March for Life crowd, where they get out there and it's titled, If All Adults Face What Children Have to Face, U.S. Gun Laws Will Change Immediately. But it also fundamentally ignores countless mass shootings that take place outside of schools. For example, the recent shooting in Aurora, Illinois, where a convicted felon passed two background checks to get a gun, then later carried that gun to a foreign place of employment to kill as many people as possible. Who remembers that one? It also ignores a shooting in another city named Aurora, this one in Colorado, where a deranged madman opened fire on a crowded movie theater, killing a dozen people. It ignores Las Vegas, where a maniac killed 59 people. It ignores Sutherland Springs, where the killer ended 26 lives, not counting his own worthless existence. And on a more personal level, well, you get what I'm saying to say. Pretending that adults don't deal with this isn't clever. It's idiotic and it flies in the face of actual reality. Probably because the problem. Well, let's ask the question they're asking. Why don't gun laws change? And that's because the problem has nothing to do with gun laws. The problem is deeper than that. It's about the individuals wielding the guns in the first place. And even if you somehow took away every gun from every person, including criminals, maniacs are still going to try and slaughter people wholesale. In Toronto, Canada, a man killed 10 people and injured 15 others with a van. He wasn't the first to use a van as a weapon either. In 2016, a van attack in Nice, France, killed a mind-boggling 87 people. And for those keeping score at home, that's more than the Las Vegas shooting. And yet, you can still buy or rent vans without a background check. There is no waiting period for vans. You can buy a van without a license, though one is required to operate it on public roads. You got to have the license to, you know, to drive it. For the record, those attacks didn't impact just one age group either. The claim that if adults had to deal with mass shootings, the laws would change displays a profound ignorance of even recent history. We're just a year and a half separated from Las Vegas, for example, and yet it seems that that shooting is already forgotten by the people, like the writer of this idiotic waste of time. And adults deal with all of these shootings, don't they? Either, if they're not the target, then their children are the target. Now, many of us, knowing how many gun laws are on the books and all this other stuff, we have come to this conclusion that gun control doesn't work because we have background checks, we have all these things. You know, what I said the other day about how background checks should have negated the need for red flag laws is valid. We were all told that background checks would solve every problem there is. We're told now that universal background checks will solve every problem. There will be no more rampage killings. There will be no more killings. There will only be unicorns and marijuana on the streets of Austin, Texas. That's it. Except, gun control is a law, right? Most laws have to do with you breaking a law. Gun control is an attempt to short-circuit a crime. Violence is not down with that playbook. They're not playing by this. Violent people will continue to be violent and may well become even more dangerous without guns. Believe it or not. If they know they have to beat you to death, they'll just come right in and start doing that. And the fact that we're adults is why we can recognize that a band-aid situation is misguided at best and evil at worst. It's only too bad that the handful of actual adults that are willing to look outside of gun laws for solutions. That's the only bad thing about it. But here's the other thing. This is the other thing. And, you know, we also hear about, well, if only we'd let the CDC study gun violence. Well, they have. They have, and they did it in the era of Obama. Is that modern enough for you? And what they said is there is up to 3 million defensive gun uses a year. Now, there are four crimes that fall within the classification of violent crime. That is assault, armed robbery, rape, and murder. When one of the three that are not murder begin, how do we know where it's going to end? Well, I'm only being raped, so that means I'm not going to die, so I'm just going to have to lay here and take it. Because I can't defend myself with a gun because that's too icky. That's what they're trying to tell you, ladies. Or, you know, if you're walking around and you're being assaulted, whether it's, the knockout game or, you know, whatever the game is that they're playing at that particular time, then, this is just children. You shouldn't be able to defend yourself against that. But in the event that there were no guns to be carried and we did not have 3 million defensive gun uses a year, that means we have 3 million additional violent crimes occur. Also something that this person ignored. So what we have here is either selective realization or outright stupidity. I probably think it's a combination of two things. So anyway, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yes, do check them out, franklinarmory.com. Since the inauguration of our president, the leftist media's daily reporting routinely defaults to an all-too-familiar word, bombshell. Nearly every news segment begins with a bombshell. And it is certain, or at least in their collective opinion, to end the Trump presidency. Which, you know, I'm getting a little tired of that. The hypocrisy of this is just crazy. When Trump said, well, if I thought that there might be some shenanigans going on in the election, I probably would not concede. And everybody was out there going, well, he's just not, I mean, he, oh, I never. But then he wins, and what do? They're still doing it. Failed media munitions aside, the rise of leftist rhetoric is at a near deafening decibels, and for good reason. Because, I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, but Attorney General Bill Barr's congressional hearing testimony on two separate occasions It is no doubt that it's causing Democrats angst and discomfort. And I'm almost certain parts of them are puckering. In addition, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz recently confirmed that his office is continuing its investigation pertaining to the abuse of FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, by officials at the DOJ and the FBI. And if that isn't enough, North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows referred former Fusion GPS contractor Nellie Orr to the DOJ for a criminal investigation regarding her testimony to Congress last October. Yeah, that one. The one that was married to FBI agent Bruce Orr when all of this was happening. Now, in a stunning admission during the congressional hearing pertaining to the release of Mueller's report, A.G. Barr came right out and said, yeah, I think spying did occur. In response to Democrat Senator Shaheen's question about Barr's intention to review prior intelligence agents' activities that targeted the Trump campaign. This was not an off-the-cuff, random question. This was reconnaissance. Prior to his declaration about spying, Senator Shaheen queried Barr about the scope of his investigation. And in plain language, he replied that he's investigating whether or not there was adequate basis for surveillance, whether or not rules were violated or laws broken, and which government agencies were involved. And while Barr went on to say he's not necessarily investigating the FBI, he stated that perhaps there was a failure of leadership by upper echelon FBI officials. And he concluded, I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I think that's one of the principal rules of the Attorney General. Then 2 days ago, during congressional testimony, he announced that there is not just one. In fact, there are multiple investigations underway by the DOJ. Bombshell! Much like the Attorney General, DOJ Inspector Michael Horowitz has been tight-lipped about his investigation into the FISA warrant abuse. Other than to confirm that the investigation, which began 13 months ago, is ongoing. More than a year ago, then AG Jeff Sessions and congressional Republicans alleged that the FISA court was misled about the need to conduct surveillance on the Trump campaign. And furthermore, there was continued surveillance of the Trump administration after Trump took office. As in, surveilling a sitting president. Horowitz publicly stated that it's his job to examine the FBI and DOJ's compliance with legal requirements applicable to policies and procedures. Additionally, his office announced that it would investigate the relationship and communications with an FBI confidential source, Christopher Steele, the British ex-spy on the payroll of Fusion GPS. Steele was paid by the Clinton campaign and the DNC to conduct opposition research on Trump. Everybody conducts opposition research on everybody in politics. If you don't, you're missing the boat. I mean, it's something you got to do. Congressional Republicans claimed that Steele's research was used to initiate U.S. intelligence agency surveillance, and the FBI purposely withheld the opposition research benefactor information from the FISA court. So in other words, they said, look, this is what's going on. They didn't say, this is what they paid to find out. Turn the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller was based on the utterly fraudulent premise of Russian collusion by Trump campaign officials. Bombshell. Another employee of Fusion GPS? Well, that is none other than Nellie Orr, wife of Bruce Orr, DOJ official and Steele's back channel contact with the FBI. In his referral to AG Bill Barr, Congressman Mark Meadows alleges that Nellie Orr made false statements to Congress last October regarding her contacts at the DOJ. He alleges that she contradicted herself multiple times during testimony about not having any contacts at the DOJ. In fact, her emails reveal the names of her DOJ contacts. Not only was she communicating with them, she agreed to meet with them for the purpose of sharing research she conducted on the Trump campaign. Meadows hinted that the Republicans will make additional criminal referrals to the Attorney General. Bombshell. This cascade of real bombshells is increasing exponentially. And don't expect the leftist media to report about it. And don't worry that they don't report about it. Don't worry about that part of it. Instead, they're going to simply parrot, or in my case, see, I'm confused. Is a parrot intelligent? Or is it like, minor birds? Aren't they just making sounds? I think they're minor birds. They're just making sounds that they've heard. So, here they're just going to, mimic the Democrat talking points hysteria. And while the Democrats continue to howl and rant and rave for the cameras, they really ought to pay more attention to the field of landmines they're walking across now. Because it may not end the way they think. Bombshell. If they go in there and if they find anything wrong with anything, this is going to lead to Obama. This is going to lead to Loretta Lynch. This is going to lead to Hillary Clinton. This is going to go a long, long, long way. This might make it all the way back to Eric Holder in Fast and Furious. This is one of these things that it's like a trail of gunpowder. Once you light it, unless you find a way to snuff it out, it's just going to burn till it runs out. And the Democrats have left so much gunpowder laying around. Because they've had a complicit... You know, it's a little bit like the NRA right now. The NRA didn't have to worry about asking for things and everything until now. So they haven't done it. And with the Democrats, with the press running interference for them and seemingly keeping them out of harm's way and everything, they've been able to do this stuff with impunity and not having to worry about this trail that they left behind. But the trail will burn. Now, the difference between the bombshells that the media has been telling you about for the last 2 years and the bombshells that are now coming down is that these bombshells that are coming down are real. They're not holographic. They're not made up. They're real. And when they land, they're going to explode. And they're going to land on different people. These are targeted bombshells. These are targeted bombshells. This will be the bombing of the swamp. The bombing of the deep state, if you will. And we should encourage it to go all the way. If it means, Trump's going to get reelected anyway. If he needs another term to drain the swamp and get rid of the deep state, who am I to say no? Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten from Australia. He'll be calling in again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.